coming up, coming you, and I'm glued.
Okay.
A L already.
It's got me open now. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out in a minute.
I'm going to know.
I'm going to figure it out. Oh, man. I don't know how to start. Think back, Kitty. Think back. What happened? What was said?
This was the last show, right? It was the last show.
Okay, last show. Last year, we talked about the people fines. We talked about you guys fine. I remember that.
Yeah.
We talked about selling out, which we totally agree that I never do. What else did we talk about?
Let's establish that.
We're gonna
establish that. No. Okay, so that's it. Okay.
Mr. Underground, still here. Mr. Underground, yes. For life. For life. Frank, it's all your fault. The Underground has been instilled in me. It's not going to change. It's not going to ever change.
Not that. That's not it.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
Are we going, Mikey?
Yeah, we got to put this mic over.
Oh, move it away from your chain. What do you
Maybe I need to lift it up, like. Cool. Okay. Not the fine, not selling out. I'm totally lost. I don't remember. I really don't remember.
A. P. R. O. M. A promise.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. That's something I didn't do. It's something I didn't do. I broke the promise, the golden rule. I didn't come to a party.
And...
So I'm sweating now. I knew it was something. I messed up. Damn.
And you didn't come to a party. And
oh man. I don't even remember.
He's sweating.
Oh man. Cause I got an invitation. That's right. It's coming back a little bit. I got an invitation. It was in Point Richmond, was it? Wasn't that one?
No.
It was somewhere on this street, but yes, at another location.
Right, down the street.
Oh, man.
And what were, was it for the party? Do you remember what the party was for?
It's your birthday party, right?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And?
It was some food involved, right?
Bingo. Oh,
man. It was some steak or something,
pot
right?
Pot roast.
Oh, man. I forgot all about that part. Oh, see, I lost points. I just lost points.
Oh, so.
Oh,
when?
Man.
Where is my pot roast?
Uh-oh. We're going to work on that. No, seriously. I owe you. Great deal.
S. O. So. How? Why? So why?
Apparently, I didn't write it in blood. You know how you say you don't pencil things in? Write it in blood. So, I didn't write it in blood. And yeah. I lost points for that. I know, Frank. I know. Next birthday? Was it going to be a party?
June. Probably.
Okay. Next birthday. K- King J performing and pot roast. All right, pot roast. But you have to let me know in advance.
Yeah.
You get so I can write it in blood.
Yeah.
Like a couple of times.
This is A.D. This is advance notice.
Got you. Got you.
Then when we have a specific date, we'll let you know.
Okay. So I can write it in blood. It's a done deal.
J. U. N. June. It's in June.
Okay, June. June could work. Definitely. I'm going to make sure all June is free right now. Everything in June is clear as of the moment.
It'll be around the 25th because that's his birthday. So okay. It's usually within a day or two
like
of that.
Like that weekend or something like that?
That's
cool.
Right.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I look forward to it. Pot roast. Yay. You going to let me help you eat it? No.
Yes.
Cool. Cool. All right. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. That could work.
I am running for president of the United States.
No, I'm running for underground president.
Frank is running for
president.
Oh,
you are? Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What? The platform? No, is that what you... This is... Oh yeah, well you guys should have buttons. That's his platform. This is that's his running mate, Dr. Susan Block.
Wow. Oh, I just now found that up. See? You don't mind if I put mine on now, right?
No way.
You know I'm gonna vote for you right now. You have my vote. Ha ha!
All right.
That looks good too, right there. Kick ass, Frank.
S. So. Can. You. Get. Me. S. P. E. Speaking. Gigs, where he would talk about his give a campaign speech.
Yeah, I'm open for that.
At your S H O at your shows.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. As soon as I come up with some more. I've been doing a lot of stuff. A lot of shows. Yeah. So I'm trying to take me a little break. But you know, musicians never stop. We don't really take. We always say we want to take a break. Then when the breaks actually come up, we're like, damn, we're bored. This is not cool. So, definitely. You have it.
My. No. L. A. The last speech he gave was in Los Angeles. We went down for a weekend, and that's where Susan Block lives. So she introduced him for the first night of his speech. And it was a club in L.A., so his band played that night, too. But earlier in the night, he gave a campaign speech.
Cool.
And, yeah, people like it. It was a good crowd, and they were pretty excited about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I was in Chicago for this weekend. I actually got off the plane around noon today, Southwest in Oakland. I didn't sleep any of the time in Chicago because I just wanted to take in the experience. But I was just really out there to, you know, do the networking and all that good stuff. And to have fun. But all of it is fun, to be honest. It was cool, though. I loved it.
What is the... S, the scene in Chicago, like?
Big. It's probably the best way I can describe it. It was so much to do. And I was only there for pretty much just Friday and Saturday because I had to, like, get up early that morning and to catch my flight. It was a lot. A lot is going on in Chicago. I would advise anybody, if you've never been to Chicago, try it out. You never know. Might love it.
Will? Like what? Like what's going on?
Everything. So many people. It's more, to me, the difference, and I'm not knocking the Bay Area because I'm a Bay Arian, regardless of whatever. It just seems like in Chicago, it's more of a unity with their people. They're like, they're together. Like, whatever their struggle is, that's their struggle, and they're about that. And that's important. Like, you know, if people aren't together when it's a problem, it's a problem.
How are they? How are they together? In what way?
They seem more, they're more humble to each other. They're more courteous to each other. And they love where they're from. They all seem to love where they're from. And that's okay, you know, because we love where we're from. So I'm not criticizing anybody. I love the fact that I got to see, I'm sure it's probably a bad side of Chicago, or so I've been told about all the gang violence and all that, but I knew it was there, but I didn't really have to deal with it. I don't know if it was because I'm a musician or if it was, I don't know. I don't know exactly what it was, but I had a great time. I was there with some people who knew some people there, and I just had fun. It took me over here, and it took me over there, and it's like, these are these people, and I just had a ball. It's kind of overwhelming, but I loved it because I needed a break from here just for a minute so I can get my mind back right creatively and really focus on. I do a lot, but I want to do more because I always feel like I'm not doing enough. I feel like a lot of times I'm not saying enough, even though I tend to say a lot. But it's always room. It's always room to grow. So I'm just growing. It was a great experience to be able to grow just a little bit more.
I and why? No. And how are the people? H E here, not together.
In several ways. For instance, I'm 32. And
S E N I and senile. Went back to the pot roast.
it just seemed like the mentality or the love movement in the Bay Area has kind of like been drained from here because I'm sure part of it was capitalism. It's always like the dilemma of everything. It's always the pitfall of everything. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's taken away from our liberal thinkers that would instantly reside in Berkeley and Oakland. It's more like, you know, everybody kind of had, not everybody, I'm not going to say everybody, but a lot of people here now are kind of like, if you speak to somebody, depending on where you are, they might be like, no, I don't have any change. Mm-hmm. Just saying hi.
Why? You, yuppies have moved in and taken over.
Maybe.
Are I rich? People are richer.
Because probably because of the internet and stuff like that, maybe?
Well, no, he's saying in Berkeley and Oakland that people that live here are richer because it's more expensive to get to live here. Mm-hmm. And so it's different kinds of people than people that don't have a lot of money might tend to be, look at things differently.
Yeah.
They're This was W O R K, working. When we moved into this neighborhood, it was a working class neighborhood where, you know, generations of people lived here. M I mixed race, mixed age. Now it's all, you know, mostly white people, you know, younger, starting families, have, you know, double income, money.
Husband and wife working, something like
that.
Yeah, it's different. It's kind of sad, but I don't know.
I W A R warned. Oh, Jelinek? We had many years ago, Frank had Don Jelinek on the show, and he was running for mayor of Berkeley. And this was before it turned.
Okay.
And it was like that whole 4th Street area. I don't know if you're familiar with that. In Berkeley, where it's like, you know, very expensive boutique stuff things. That had just gotten started.
Okay.
And that to us was like, this is not a good sign if this is what Berkeley is turning into.
Absolutely.
And Frank warned him that if you keep having these kind of people move in, they're going to be the voters and things are going to change in Berkeley. And he said, you're losing all the artists because the artists can't afford to be here.
Exactly.
He said, well, he said, but we know the importance of artists and we're going to make sure that we keep having artists come to perform here. But Frank said, but if they're not living here, they're not voting. And absolutely. Then that's how the city changes. And yeah, that's totally come to pass. That has changed and things have gotten a whole lot more conservative in the government in Berkeley now. And the city, you know, the downtown is just changing. And the small stores, the mom and pop stores are gone. Leaving. It's all chains.
But it's a mom and pop store that stayed. And I think Barnes & Noble had to move because the mom and pop bookstore was, they had so much income. And I thought that was kind of cool, though.
Right. Every once in a while, there's a story like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always good, though.
I used to. Frank used to know the people that owned the stores because he would kind of tool around in his motor chair and go in and talk to people. You know, if we were doing something and wanted to collect prizes for it. And so it was the owner who would say, oh, yeah, Frank, here, take this, take this. Now you go in as like a manager. It's like it's a job. He doesn't care, you know. So that all of that kind of interpersonal human thing is gone.
Yeah. That's the downside of things.
Are you? Are you running for the underground president?
I think a couple of years back, I've just been elected. I'm the president, pretty much. Bay Area hip hop underground president. So, pretty much 8 years of running. I don't think it's gonna be a while for somebody can fill these shoes. Pretty big. It's gonna be hard for some people. I am Mr. Underground.
S. So. We. K. N. We know. Who. To. B. O. B. L. Blame.
Yeah, well. In a sense, I guess. If that's good or bad, yeah. Yeah, it's some good stuff coming out underground. It's always going to be good stuff coming out underground, especially from the artists that I deal with, that I have dealt with. They're on their way. They're on their way. And it's good to see the development of artists from the first stages up until where they're getting ready to do their first albums. It's looking right. The scene in a couple of years here is going to be not what one might expect. from, like, with all the commercial crap that's going on here and all that. It's just, that never really represented us, and we want people to know. And that's another reason why I've been going out further now and just talking to people and letting them know that, like, what you might think or know us for, or you think you know us for, is not really us. I'm us. So that's why the name changed. Archives. A to Z. And everything in between.
U. N. U. K. E. E. Keep. C. Changing. Your name.
No. Remember last time I was here. It was still. It's the archives, but it's always Kenny J in parentheses.
I. J. Just. C. A. L. Call. U. A. K. A. He just calls you AKA.
And that's cool. AKA. It's all really the same. Because you never know what my name will be tomorrow. That's true. Pray to.
P. No. O. K. Okay. U. I. N. T. E. R. Interview. Me. Okay. Now you interview Frank.
Okay. So, Frank, what do you intend on doing for our country school system? That's the question I don't think these presidents get asked right now.
I will rebuild the S schools. I'll rebuild the schools.
I like that. Okay, now what would your policy be on criminals and building more jails? Those are like the things that concern me the most.
J. A. Jails should be O. Only for V. I. Violent C. Criminals. I would get M. O. Most of who is in jail now. O. Out. On H. A. L. Halfway houses.
I like that. Making sure they don't go back to jail. I like that. I like that.
J. A. Jail. Should. Be. A. Part. Of. The. E. Education. And. H. E. Health. S. System. Education and health system.
I totally agree.
I would R E L E A release the P O pot. P-O-R, no, P-O-T, I, political. All political prisoners would be released.
For Mamiya, I like that. I like that. I like that. Yeah. That makes sense to me.
What? C. A. N. D. I. What candidate? T. A. Talks. This. D. I. R. E. Directly. What candidate talks this directly?
None. And I don't know why they make it so hard, but to be honest, I mean, looking at the course, and I'm probably going to get some shots for this, and somebody's going to hate me for this, but oh well, get over it. This is Mr. Underground. I got to say it. This country's kind of went to shit because of the Bush administration, and it's sad because, like, everything that Clinton worked for, everything that they did for, like, people with no money, all the programs and everything just disappeared. We all, everything turned to the attention of New York City and the Twin Towers. Everything else didn't matter. We're going to forget about people who don't have money. We're going to forget about schools again. We're going to just forget about it.
E. Hey. C. Clinton did A. Away with welfare. W. I. T. With O. Without. S. E. T. T. Setting. Up. N. Alternative.
No, he really didn't give an alternative. It just seemed like he made really a way, like, if they wanted to better their lives, they had a chance where they could get in some type of programs, and especially for young adults. And they have to focus on young adults. We have to, period. We have to focus on young adults. That's why I made it a point to not say bitch on my record. Not one time do I say bitch on my record.
And the P A.
Oh, that's the other artist.
R P A T. P A T R I Patriot Act. S T started. U under Clinton. You're at the right place.
Yes.
Hi. Hi. S. So. It. Was not just Bush.
Yeah. Might not have been, but I think it just made things a way lot worse. Way more worse than it ever would be. With the whole conspiracy, with all the throwing the ballots out in Florida, everything. Everything just led up to dilemmas. It's just bad business.
I am S. T. A. L. Stalling. He was stalling waiting for you.
We got political over here, boy. Woo! Talking to Baby Farrakhan over here.
Sorry for the
late. Are you ready to do the performance?
L. K. E. Yeah. Keep. J, no, keep I, N, interviewing, keep interviewing.
Oh, okay. So, being that I forgot about the pot roast and everything, right? I brought some mess up now. You really going to be looking forward to the pot roast and everything? Uh-oh. I'm going to take that as a yes. Like, what you think?
He's like, a pot roast man. He loves pot roast. Oh,
okay. Then this, we got to really work for that. We will make that happen. We will make that happen. Okay, so I always wanted to ask you this. I always wanted to ask you. Since now I'm interviewing you. And you know, I used to do Bay Area Radio, so I'm really used to this. And I got to ask you this. How did you start Lover.com? I always wanted to know that.
Let's see. Frank was searching the internet for naked sex stuff.
Okay.
And
honesty is a virtue.
We've gotten a lot of things from Frank searching for naked sex stuff.
Oh, wow.
A lot of opportunities have come our way.
Alrighty.
So he found these three artists in Pennsylvania that a man and two women that were living together and did this art cam thing.
Okay.
And so he emailed them, I guess told them he was watching them. The guy wrote back and said, are you Frank Moore that I was just reading about in Annie Sprinkle's book? Annie Sprinkle is this performance artist. Mm-hmm. At the time, she was really hot. Mm-hmm. And he had just been reading in her book that Frank was one of her teachers. Mm-hmm. And Frank said yes. And Frank was also... investigated by Jesse Helms in the 90s as an obscene artist.
Oh, wow.
So this guy,
Wasn't that article, somewhere on, I think the first time when me and Psycho Michael performed, that article or a article or something like that was on the wall back then? This was, 3 years ago, something like that?
Yeah, at least. The letter to Jesse Helms. Frank wrote a letter to Jesse Helms. Is that what you mean?
It was hanging up. It was something that was hanging
up.
Oh,
that? No.
No, it wasn't that. No. Okay. Another story.
That's another story. The C-H-I...
Chicago paper.
There was a Chicago paper that had Frank and Annie and Karen Finley wanted. It was a big wanted sign.
Wow.
That was when we went to Chicago. That was the cover of the I forget what the weekly, you probably
know.
It's
a New City, I think.
New City, that's their kind of their weekly entertainment. And that was the cover of it. Wanted, and there was a picture of Frank and Annie and Karen.
You bad boy.
That was fun because when we got to Chicago, we took the train. Mm-hmm. And
that's what I wanted to do. I didn't have enough time to do it.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
I wanted to take the subway.
But we were getting Frank out of the car. Now, this is the train, Amtrak. That's the way we traveled.
Okay.
We took Amtrak from city to city. We did a little tour. And we were getting Frank out of the car to get the train. And one of the red caps from a Chicago station, this huge station, from across the room goes, "Hey, there's Frank Moore!" Because he was on the front of the paper. And Frank was pretty pleased with that. But so anyway, this art is aware of Frank. And it's like, wow, Frank Moore. And so they got talking, and Art did a show in this internet radio station. This was before there were internet radio stations. This was some geeks that tech geeks that figured out how to do it. Mm. And Frank said, "I've always had a fantasy of having a radio show." And the guy said, "Hey, I could get you in, So he said, because their station is about free speech, and everybody was aware that Frank had taken on Jesse Helms. Mm-hmm. And so Frank got his Sunday night. This is the Sunday night show that we started doing on that station. Mm-hmm. But it turned out the guys who ran the station, when they thought of free speech, they thought of you could curse.
Oh.
But they were they had a lot of rules of what you could and couldn't say.
Wasn't free speech.
Right. And Frank is real good at tuning in to what those things are. Mm. So he kept doing things that upset the management. Mm. So for example, some of the DJs said, "I don't think anybody's listening. If I don't get an email in 5 minutes, I'm going to stop doing my show." So on Frank's show, Frank would talk about that. Mm. And he would say, white. The station was very white. Right. Yeah. And so Frank says on the air during his show, he said, I don't think that that's, he talks about how people are saying that. He said, "I don't think that's true. I think there are people listening, but even if they're not, If somebody tunes in and there's nothing there, they're not going to come back. So you have to have something going.
Absolutely.
So we started getting these private messages. They had like a chat room for the DJs from the management saying you're not allowed to talk about company policy during your show. So Frank would have me read that. So now Frank is getting this email, I'm saying on the air, from the management saying he's not allowed to talk about company policy on his show. So they're like, you know. So it was that. And then they started saying that they had to sell out. And this was like the way they talked about it. They had to sell out to meet their monthly expenses running the station.
Goodness.
No. No one. Nobody was offering to buy. This was just like in their heads that they decided they had to sell out. It wasn't like they had anybody offering them any money. Mm-hmm. And so Frank said, well, you know, how much money do you need to run it? Because they had like 30 DJs. He said, if everybody gave $5 a month, would that cover it? Well, they didn't want to tell them how much they paid.
Kind of like Berkeley Liberation Radio. Right, exactly. Like that.
They were just into kind of control. You know, they wanted to be like the boss. Mm-hmm. So Frank just kind of would take that on and would talk about how you don't need to sell out, that we can make this work. And everybody got mad at him, like all the DJs. It was all, oh, you're a hippie. You don't know how real life works. Wow. In real life, you got to sell out. You can't make it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Peace, love. And they were just, and he was getting some seriously nasty, nasty emails.
Man.
And then they were like, if you think you know so much, why don't you start your own station?
He was like, you know what? I answered your question. I'm sorry. I'm getting emotional about it.
Well, it was like the last thing we wanted to do was start a radio station because we were doing, you know, performance stuff and we had a magazine we put out and we already didn't have enough time. So it wasn't like we wanted to do that. But after like a few weeks of it being pretty heavy, Frank said to Mikey, see if you can figure out what you do to start a radio station because it was really not out there yet. So Mikey spent a week learning how to do a radio station, and we gave notice, and so that we didn't just quit. We told him we were quitting. We gave him a notice, and never skipped a week. You know, it was like then we did the show. And Lover started as this show, and this guy in Japan, Takeyuki. Frank, another person Frank had met on the internet, a musician. It was live from Tokyo, lover.com.
Wow.
So that was the first show. He did his show. He would play live stuff and have his friends come on. And then we did this show. And it just, you know, it was an occasional guest. It was just playing music. It was just like whatever. And that was Lover. It was like Sunday nights. That was Lover. And then we started playing, like, you know, we had our CD boxes. We would just play music during the day when we were up, and then we'd shut it off when we went to bed. And then one night we were going to bed. Somebody comes in the chat and says, how come you always shut down that night? Because I like to work at night. So and then we said, okay.
Made
so,
you think about it.
Well, we left it on for this guy, basically. You know, and then the next thing you know, we're going 24 hours, and then we got all the DJs and all the shows. It just kind of, Frank always says he follows. So it was like this is what was there to do. So we just did it. And kind of other, we stopped the magazine. You know, it's just like this started to be what we focused on. They in the MEA. In the meantime, they GO got C. They got conned. That other radio station got conned by somebody. You know, they gave this other person all this money with promises of big things and nothing ever happened and they shut down. And the management came actually back and asked Frank if he could have a show on Lover and said, you were absolutely right. You were right about everything. So Lover's still here, like 8-9 years later.
Hey. So that's how long, I should say it in this way. How long have you guys been doing Salem's Den?
So that started like 7 or 8 months before Lover, right? Because we did it on the other station for a while.
Cool.
So 8 or 9 years, maybe?
Man, that's about the whole time I've been having this recording career.
What?
We're in our 9th year now.
We're on our 9th year with Lover, and so So almost 10 years
we've
been doing this show.
Wow.
Then BTV. And then we hooked, you know, the whole BTV thing happened. And that was because Susie Block, Frank's vice presidential running mate, you know, your button. Another search for sex and nudity. He found Susie Block. And she's a PhD in philosophy from Yale who does this like sex show on the internet on Saturday nights.
Wow.
And where she wears very little and she has people come and sit on her bed and she interviews them.
Oh, wow.
And Frank met her on the internet.
That sounds like a show I wouldn't mind doing.
If you're ever in LA, she would love to have you on the show.
I need to
just
go to
let
LA.
Let us know when you're going to go and we'll hook you up with her.
Okay.
That.
I'm going to do that.
She. S T A started P H no P U pudding. Oh, you're writing? Yeah, she met Frank and she just started to, putting all of his various things he's written up on her website and kind of created a whole section on Frank's writings. And
wow.
She was really turned on by, you know, Frank and how he looked at life and what he wrote about and said about things. And that's how our relationship with her started.
Cool.
And then she invited us to be on the show. So we, one time when we went to LA, we've been on a show many times, but that was the first time. Was C-I-C-O.
Cops.
Oh, this is the first time we're on her show. This was when she lived in the hills in Hollywood, and Max, this big guy, is her husband. She calls him her butler. She had like big guys at the door that were guards, and she would have people come in for the taping. She had like a studio audience.
Mm-hmm.
Frank was the guest, and we had to go downstairs. I guess you got carried down the flight of stairs. That's where she had her studio set up. And so we were early, and there was this couple there. It's this kind of good-looking black guy, not very big, you know, not like a tall guy. And it's just us and them. So, of course, we're hanging out, and we're talking, and he starts talking about the fact that he's a basketball player, and I don't know much about it, but I knew it was basketball season.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying he was a basketball player from like from Panama.
Wow.
And so I said, well, isn't it basketball season now? Because like he's in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts like telling us all this stuff about how he's injured. See, Frank had a problem right away because he didn't look like a basketball player physically.
Mm-hmm.
He just, he had kind of a different, you know, he was kind of dainier and just kind of real good looking and stuff.
Yeah.
He just didn't look like a sports dude.
Yeah.
The same kind of.
Yeah, same kind of basketball.
Oh. Right. We didn't even think about that. Right. And then he's saying, and then of course I'm just like asking him stuff, right? Not really being naive about it. I'm just believing everything he's telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, so he said, well, I was injured. And so that's why I'm here. And I said, oh, is it like a permanent injury? Are you going to be able to go back? And then he says, well, I think I'm going to open up a restaurant. And that's what I'm going to do. And meanwhile, Frank, you know, I'm like asking all this stuff, believing everything he's saying. And Frank's kind of looking at him
like
this.
Like, no.
A. B. A basketball player opening up a little cafe. He was talking about this little cafe he's going to open up. And nothing was, I mean, I could see afterwards. It was just not jiving. And I'm asking him more and more and more. And he keeps like,
Legos,
you know. What?
Just wasn't coming together.
Nothing was, yeah.
The Legos just didn't come.
Yeah, that's right. And so here, we're like an hour with this guy, chatting with him, you know. And so, and then the show starts, everybody shows up. Right before it's time for Frank to come on the show, the one of the producers, not Max, but the other, this other guy, comes down the stairs and whispers to Susie that the cops are upstairs. And that Max and him are handling it. So she should just be cool and keep doing the show. One.
Wow.
15 cops were upstairs.
What?
15 cops were upstairs.
Why were there 15 cops upstairs?
Well, yeah, we found this out. We found this out on the spot. Well, they had been hassling her for a while just because of the nature of the show that she does, you know, with the nudity and all the kind of like sexy stuff.
Cops usually do anything anyway.
You know, I mean, she... Yeah. And the thing was, she was at the time she was doing... she was co-hosting a show on AM radio in L.A. with a popular DJ.
Okay.
And he showed up to that night at her studio, mm-hmm. and he brought his kid with him. It's like a 10-year-old kid.
Oh.
And so she had a pretty strict rule to not let anybody in under 18.
Mm-hmm.
But she, you know, it was kind of like, well, this guy was there, and she didn't want to make a big scene, mm-hmm. and so she was just going to chill and let mm-hmm. the guy be there. And so this guy was an undercover cop. The basketball player. He's an undercover cop. So we're chatting with this undercover cop for an hour.
Oh,
and apparently they weren't supposed to do anything. This was just like surveillance. But when he saw the kid, he called it in, and that's why all the cops came. The cops took the kid, pulled the kid away from the father. Talk about traumatizing the kid. And they're upstairs saying, hey, you know, what are you doing? They didn't even know they were cops. They didn't identify themselves as cops. These are all, you know, plain clothes people. They just come in, they start yanking the kid away from the father. And you got all these big, you know, big door people at Susie's ready to, you know, get something going. And then they tell them they're cops and M.E. Meanwhile... Yeah, Susie was very cool. I mean, you know, because Frank was the next guest, you know. And she was very cool. She did the interview. You would have never known anything was going on.
Man, professionalism at its finest.
Yeah.
Man. Let me think. Do I have any other questions for you right now?
I am B A N band.
Where are you banned from?
Pretty much the venues in the Bay Area.
Oh man, yeah. Seriously?
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I guess
it's not a bad thing.
You're not really losing out on too much. Really not.
We talk all the time. There's not enough good ones out in the Bay Area, if you ask me.
Not as it used to be.
What? How? C. O. How come? How come there's not any good ones? Would you hold the mic when you talk?
It seems like everything that's good. Especially for our genre, they just try to take it away. Like, case in point, it was fine when a handful of local artists was promoting this club called Club 6 in San Francisco, and it was just like 100 people. It was cool. Then once the 1,000 people start coming, it kind of like just pushed the local artists out the way, and they just used us to get their scene like really just happening, and then it got like Hollywood. So everybody that normally would go there in the beginning don't go there anymore. So it's always like that.
Actually, what I was about to say is for local people that's really trying to come up, it's just not there. Everybody want to act Hollywood on you. All of a sudden, like, they think, like, okay, my club is now known. I don't need you local artists to help me put it out there.
Yeah.
That's what's been the problem I see.
That's why I went to Chicago. It's part of the reason.
At the end, there are no L I T little clubs where there's not a lot of pressure to fill it with a lot of people.
Well, all the little clubs kind of get, it's like a mob running out of a burning building. If you're not with the mob trying to get the heck out of there, you're going to get trampled over. So that's how I feel about all the little clubs. Like, people's not going to go to them because they're not exclusive. They don't have that shine to them. They don't have that pizzazz that the big clubs have.
I look at that one a little bit different. In some places, that's true. But It was this place in San Francisco, on Fulton Street, like going back maybe 5 years, and it used to be called Storyville. Mm-hmm. Storyville, and another place out there that they just closed the entire venue down. It was called Maritime Hall. Maritime Hall and Storyville held it down from a hip hop aspect for the entire Bay Area for almost a decade, from the 90s up until like maybe 5 something years ago, where they was like, no, we got to get rid of this. And it was going good. It was bringing in the people, because those people that were coming to that were like, it was like being Method Man and bringing out an album. You know, he's always going to have his million people buy his record because it's Method Man, part of Wu-Tang Clan. He's Method Man. You know what I mean? So that's how it was like a set following thing. And the object has always been in America to get rid of the little guy. There's no room for us moms and pops, but we're proving them wrong, right, Frank? Getting rid of them.
That they don't want PLPE people to GA gather. They don't want people to gather. In the COM community.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
Big clubs are not community. BUIL building. Big clubs are not community building. It's the small clubs that are community building.
I think now it's not community, but in the scene before us, much before us, not even 5 years ago, like 15 years ago, 20 years ago, for that local generation, they were community. Me and Jai was talking about this before we got here. Those artists, they really, like, people now, they talk about a movement and their so-called movement died. That really wasn't a movement. A movement is something that everybody gets behind. It shouldn't be Kenny J saying, no, it's not a movement. It shouldn't be Jai kind of impartial about it. Well, I'm cool with that artist, but I'm cool with that artist. Because if it is, it's always going to just be, you know. So those guys at that time, I was too young to get into those clubs, but I still would be at those clubs. 16, 15, 17 years old, selling cassette 90-minute freestyle tapes in 1990, 89, 91. And seeing the older artists who could get in those clubs, the Tupacs, the Digital Undergrounds, the Parises, those guys were a community. They were an actual movement. Now, after them, it really hasn't been one since that time, but they understood. See, back then, it was more about getting the music out. It was more about, I'm bringing what I have to say to the table, so I'm playing my part, you play your part. And it was okay. Well, now it doesn't seem to be so okay.
Well, it was like what we were discussing like a few months ago. It's it's all about me. It's not, come on, man, let's get together and let's put the Bay Area on the map. It's now it's me. I'm going to bring me up. I'm going to get me signed. I'm going to get me.
I'm gonna give me some
too many memes. Yeah, it's too many memes, not enough wees.
Yeah. And back then, that's what they were all about, because they all had something to prove. You know, that whole generation of Tony's.
I understand having something.
Too sure they had something to prove, because it didn't exist before them.
Yeah.
So they all had something to prove. Now it's like, okay, we're comfortable, but let's be honest. Nobody. I'm not gonna say anybody, but it's far and apart what's decent music from any genre of music in the Bay Area right now. That reason being because everybody feel like me.
Yeah.
Me. And it's not working.
L. It. It. G. O. It goes. A. C. R O across the all genres of music. It goes across all genres of music.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
what are you thinking of? M A. Mabuhay. Oh, when we tried to, the Mabuhay Gardens, which is a club in San Francisco, it just reopened and it was like the punk kind of mecca in the 70s.
Oh, is that place by the Red Devil Lounge?
On Broadway.
Bohemia, something like that. Bohemia.
Oh, what it's called now?
Yeah.
No, it's not Bohemia. It's clubs, a number, six something.
Okay.
But it was right there by Broadway and Columbus, right off of Columbus on Broadway.
Okay.
And so we performed there for like 3.5 years every week, did a show there. And then somebody called us and said, hey, they're reopening. You should give them a call because, you know, they're looking for stuff to kind of tie the old Mabuhay with the new Mabuhay. Mm-hmm. And so we called, and the woman was actually pretty excited. You know, she knew the show we did. It, you know, was a very popular show, and give me a show. You know, tell me who else you'd play, who'd book you that night. So we got a show together. We called her. She ran it by the owner, and the owner said he didn't want it.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't want it.
That happens.
Yeah.
That's that Hollywood stuff
you're
talking about.
Right, that's right.
He's not willing to, like, you know what? Let's just try it.
Yeah.
If it don't work out, it don't work out.
Which is what Frank said, and she knew it. She agreed with him. He said, you know, the person that booked Frank then, Dirk Dirksen, took a risk. You know, who's Frank? He's this guy in a wheelchair that comes in, you know. Can I do something at your club? Yeah. You know, he gives him the club. L, my... The first thing Frank did there was a play. Frank directed a play that was the early hours, like before the punk club, before mm-hmm. the punk band started. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, I thought it was great. The play was great, but it was, it played, I think we played like 3 weekends. Nobody came, you know, but Dirk, like, you know, he got it. He thought it was great too. And he said, he wanted us to run, extend the run, but we couldn't do it because Frank had gotten actors actually to be in this play, and they all had stuff to do. Mm-hmm. And he said, anything you want, my club is yours. So, and then a few months later, we come up with this idea of doing a takeoff on a beauty contest, but the emphasis is on outrageous. So the person who wins is the most outrageous person. And it was set up like a beauty contest. We had judges. Kind of, we got, like, you know, local celebrities as the judges. Mm-hmm. And up to that time, you know, we'd get 5 or 6 people come to anything we did. The place was packed. It was like standing room only. There were like rows of press, like 3 thick. Mm-hmm. And so Dirk runs backstage during the show. He says, make an announcement. It's a weekly show, you know, which again, it's like Lover, you know. Mm-hmm. That was the last thing we could do, was commit to a weekly show. Yeah. But Frank said, okay. You know, so we dropped everything else we were doing and did the show for 3.5 years every week. Mm-hmm. But Dirk took a risk. You know, he didn't, based on that play, you know, nobody came, but he didn't care about that because he saw that, you know,
yeah,
we had something interesting that we were doing, and he wasn't absolutely focused on how much money he was making or how many people he was drawing.
And that's kind of what I was saying, going back a while back when we first started talking about, like, the difference in like, you know, from me going to Chicago and seeing their unity opposed to how the Bay Area is now, because we always used to be about that.
Actually, I wanted to ask about that too.
We were known for that. We were known for the thinking outside the box and being real liberal, like not faking it. We're not going to say we're vegetarian just to say it. We really meant it. You know, now it's like somebody say vegetarian, they're eating a pork chop. I don't know.
That's right.
I don't know.
Wait, that's what the, time I heard somebody talking about being vegetarian but eating certain meats, it was like,
wait a minute.
Yeah, I know. This is strange. How you going to be vegetarian and eat chicken?
Yeah.
But look at the artists that Chicago has. They have Lupe Fiasco. If you don't like Lupe Fiasco, you can go listen to Kanye West. Oh, you don't like Kanye West? We got Do or Die. Oh, you don't like Do or Die? We got Twisted. I mean, they got... And the thing about it is, all those people know each other.
Exactly. And nobody's mad at each other.
No, all of them know each other.
Kid, get at me. 40, get at me. Stop hating.
In
the, and I said that on camera, okay?
In the B, A, in the Bay Area, it is F, are a fragmented. In the Bay Area, it's fragmented.
Definitely. I think really, and I thought about this the entire time on the plane, in between sleeping, of course, because I partied my ass off this past weekend. But in between that and looking at out the window and thinking, oh, I'm so small. I'm looking at, you know, like little blocks, and it's just really just, this is my first time being on a plane as well. Ooh. So I'm looking down, and it's like little, I'm putting my thumb up to the window like, ooh, I could cover up that car on the freeway. I'm doing stuff like that, and I'm thinking to myself like, in the Bay Area, the problem really started music-wise when people here, they really boost Tamar up so much. In the late 80s, they boost him up so much. And then because he became the number one guy, everybody that wasn't him had a problem with it. It was the, wait a minute, what about me? That's when it turned into that me thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not dissing any forefathers. Peace too short, but, you know, the facts is still the facts. You know, don't hate on him. Great dude. Met him. Interesting guy. And he could give a lot of advice to other people. It's okay to be yourself. Hammer's a great example of that, you know. Amongst other people in their time, it's a lot of great people out there, but they kind of just overshined with the negativity, and it's so much more going on here than just one thing.
You are a PO politician.
Yeah, but underground. I told you, underground president. You need to speak on that. You need to speak on that.
Yeah.
Talking to the mic.
Talking about the Rappers Alliance project. And in the meantime, I'm just listening. I'm just soaking up everything.
You know? For the record, you know, the first time I came here to Lover.com, to Salem's Den, I performed with Psycho Michael. That was the old Local Rowdies. This is the new Local Rowdies. My man to the far left over here is the Heat. They're probably one of the best producers that you're going to meet in a minute in the Bay Area. This guy's putting a lot of work. And this guy right here is a long-time collaborator of mine.
Can't get that.
long-time collaborator of mine. He's on this new record, and he's been making records with me as far back as 2003. So we go back some time and
but,
get people.
But what?
Politics.
Yeah, politics. That's right. That's what he wants you to talk on.
Politics.
Okay. I mean, really, it's to me,
hold the mic up for him. If he's not
gonna. I'm not using mics. politics. I mean, that's kind of really what we're all about, I guess you could say. I got a new song too coming out. It's called 1:34 a.m. at People's Park. I just wanted to throw that in because. Yeah. It's got you thinking.
Y'all like the title.
Yeah, 1:34 a.m. at People's Park. We're gonna do that live at People's Park when we record. But
so much to say, so little time.
Politics.
You're all about politics.
Yeah. Like as far as like what, like politics out in like the music or just politics? Period.
Well, the way when Kenny J talks, he's always like careful to, if he says something about somebody, he'll say, but, you know, he's a good guy or something like that. Mm. So that's like politician-like.
It is.
I mean, yeah, you don't want to insult nobody. Go.
I'm kind of lightweight kissing ass a little bit. Yeah. Sorry.
It's kind of...
Not lightweight.
Not lightweight. Just like full blown. Huh? It's kind of like
you don't want to insult them, but at the same time you don't want to like kiss the ass.
You don't really want to condone if something you don't agree with. You really don't want to like put it out.
It's kind of like telling a friend like, dude, you messed up without telling him like telling him off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You can kind of, if you could, you can pop kind of pull this artist. Pull somebody to the side, be like, look, I don't really condone what you're doing. I'm not going to put it out there like that. But
you,
between me and you,
are not a politician. You, on the other hand, you said, are not a politician.
No, I'm going to speak the truth.
I'm speaking the truth. I'm just doing it something is best.
I can understand you. I'm not going to sugarcoat.
Sometimes I don't mean to do it. I don't mean to do it all the time. But other times, you know, I'm just going to put it out there. If something's messed up and I feel, I'm just going to put it out there. No time to sugarcoat it.
I want to keep the peace, because in a minute, you know, it's getting to the end of this whole archives Kenny J thing. I'm not going to do it that many more years. From an artist standpoint, but I'm still going to be around. I'm going to be visible. If somebody's messing up, you acting then, up, I'm going to come along and I'm going to tell you off.
Then
I'm going to say peace to you after that.
Then they will talk about you.
Yeah, I know, and then I'll have to come back and make a record and make it better than all y'all, like I'm doing now, okay? So easy, rappers out there, easy, because I'll get you. Don't go there.
I have even had a P-R-O problem with a P-O-E, a poet, no, poetry, R reading. Oh, wait, there's a new cafe here on San Pablo called Cafe Lila.
Mm-hmm.
It's like San Pablo in Virginia. They've been open about a month now.
Okay.
And we discovered it, you know, one day, and we went in there, and we liked the vibes. You know, it was just this. It just had this kind of community vibe to it. And the guy that was the owner, turns out there's two brothers, Palestinian guys. Mm-hmm. One of them was always there, and they're talking to everybody, and they're just making it so you can just hang out and feel good about it. And the food's real good, and the coffee's real good. And I am like you. I H U hustle. You up opportunities.
Yeah.
So we're.
That's what I'm going to always do. No matter what, for this scene, I'm dedicated to that.
So we're sitting there eating, and Frank said, you know, I could hit this guy up to do a poetry series here, because Frank writes poems, and we're not getting booked at any of the clubs with our music and performance stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hey, let's do a poetry series. And so I'm thinking, yeah, maybe when we're here a few times, Frank, you know, you'll talk to the guy. So we're checking out, and it's this guy, Moses, who's the owner, and he's friendly with everybody, you know, and we're paying and stuff, and we start talking to him, and Frank said, yeah, I am F. Oh, Frank says, introduces himself, I am Frank. I am running for president. That's the first thing he tells the guy. I'm running for president. The guy, you know, genuinely interested. He said, oh, you know, tell me, you know. So we give him the platform brochure. He looks at it. He's impressed. He says, let's put a stack here by the register. So then we're talking, and everything we're talking about, he's into. You know, he puts a button on, and he's just like into the whole thing. A S P. Never mind on that. Yeah. So at one point, after we're talking for a while, Frank said, yeah, I was, I'm thinking about hitting you up to do a poetry series here. And I'm kind of like, here he goes pushing too far.
There you go,
acting
like Kenny J.
You know, yeah, we're just getting along with this guy, and Frank's going to exploit it. The guy goes, sounds good.
Hey, that should be better.
Sounds good. You know, right. What do you have in mind? Sounds good. And then he tells us, this is why I opened this place, because I want to have things like that. I want it to be a place where community gathers. So since he's going for that, Frank says, I could do a campaign speech here. Sounds good, Frank. Yeah, we're saying sounds good to that, too.
Damn.
So, you know, I mean, we've actually set dates up with the guy for both of these events. He has, we made a big poster up of that more block button that he put up in the restaurant.
Hey.
And, but meanwhile, he says, was this the next time we came in he told us about it? About the fine? You weren't there when he told us about the fine. So Mike and I go back the next day to drop some stuff off for him. Mm-hmm. And he says, look what I just got in the mail. He had already booked one thing, this woman, this Jewish woman who wrote a book about being Jewish. You know, he's a Palestinian, right? Is doing a book reading there. And he said, I just got this letter from the city telling me they're going to fine me $1,000 if I have this event. And that I'm not allowed to have events like this. And any event I have like this will be $1,000 per event. And so it's like... So, and then he starts telling us how much trouble he had opening this place up. He said, I opened up 20 of these around the country, but this is the place that I want to live and retire in, this Berkeley place. I love Berkeley. And he ran Finocchio's in San Francisco for 10 years, the restaurant. And so he said, but it took me 2 years to open this place. Every place else, it took me like a week or two. And he said, they've just been making it difficult. And he said, and it's not difficult with any point. He said, I don't have a problem with difficult. He said, but it's difficult for no reason. He said, I submitted the architect plans. He said, you know, I know how to do this.
That's what they did to the Wayne brothers. They're trying to, they're still, to this
Oakland. I don't know why Oakland's doing that.
They're trying to open something up in Jack London Square. I don't know if they want to do a club exactly, whatever it is.
They want to open up, well, the story, the thing is, they want to open up a movie studio.
Okay.
A little small movie studio.
Oh, okay.
And yes, Oakland has been giving them problems for like
18 months, something like that?
Yeah, about 18 to 3 months. 18 months, 3 years, like 3 years or so. They've been giving them problems because I've heard about this since 2005, about 2005, 2006. And I don't know why. It's the stupidest thing in the world why they are doing this. I don't understand that. I just you're never
trouble.
That's the same thing with him. He's saying, you know, he knows the other cafe owners in Berkeley, and nobody knows why. And apparently he must have told like his city council person or something. Mm-hmm. And so the mayor and the two city council people met with him at the cafe.
Oh, wow.
And said, believe it or not, we don't have much say in the way the city does things, but we're trying to change that. And he said he thinks this letter was retaliation for him meeting with the city council and the mayor.
Mm.
And
if the mayor don't have power, then who the heck has all his power?
It's the bureaucrats. It's just the that whole kind of network of people that run the city.
That's the only thing that ever, to me, that's the only thing that ever stops anything. It's a bunch of people. To me, bureaucrats are just the mean kid with the magnifying glass over a bunch of ants.
Right.
Over an ant hole. That's all they are.
And the L. A, the law, no, L.A., last time I checked, F.R., free speech, no, freedom of assembly was still in place, that it was still, you were still free to assemble. And
You're free to assemble, but we can dictate where you're gonna assemble.
Right. And what you do when you assemble.
And when you can assemble.
Which means technically speaking you can't.
Right. Right. They make it so difficult.
It's ways around that. It's like ways around everything. That like anybody will find loopholes in anything that can
that really makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and we, I mean, Frank actually spoke to Chris Worthington, who is the city council person that's been on this show a number of times, mm-hmm. and he said, I can't imagine what law they're interpreting to say this. He said, but give me the paper that mm-hmm. says they're going to be fined, and I'll go talk to the city manager. So we went in and talked to him, and he said, I dare not do it because I think that they're going to retaliate if I do. But I said, well, does that mean you don't want to set the dates up? He said, oh, no. He said, let's set the dates up. I'm fighting it. He said, I'm doing this book reading, and I'm doing all the stuff with you guys, and I'm just going to fight it because this is why I opened this place.
Man of principle.
But, yeah.
which is why we get along with them. We don't. A lot of people now, to me.
Right.
They're back down quick.
They don't,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're just so worried about money.
Right.
And, I mean, let's be honest. If you love what you do, you're going to get some money out of it. But if all you're living for is that, you forgot the whole lesson. You just forget it. Just forget it. Altogether, because it don't make sense. It just really don't make sense.
D-I-R Dirk T-O told. Right, this is the guy that booked us in the 70s at the Mabuhay Gardens. The owner of that club at some point said he didn't want us there anymore. And Dirk said, if they go, I go. And, you know, so he stood up. He was willing to risk everything. So, of course, the guy backed down. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's like the difference between then and now.
Absolutely.
So he said, and the guy the said no. And I agree with you, Frank, but what am I going to do?
Damn.
Yeah. S. So, why don't you STA start a club?
Ha!
Well, it's like this, like my boss.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Actually, you really wouldn't want to do that. Let me tell you why, because I've heard, I'm not sure how true this is, but for every time the police comes out for an incident at your club, they charge you. And police are sometimes to just show up just so they can put money on your tab and force you out. Because it's a mini clubs in Oakland that get shut down like that. Like, if you ask me, the club Sweet Jimmy should have never been shut down, but because the people in City Hall, Oakland City Hall, want to be you know who's, they forced him to shut down. They forced a lot of clubs to shut down.
They
so.
Forced the End Zone to shut down. And I like the End Zone, for the record. Mm-hmm. Archives Ken J said it. I like the End Zone. I'm sorry.
Except for Wednesday
nights. I know somebody got shot in front of it. I wasn't there, and I'm glad I wasn't there because I didn't want to be shot. I don't want no violence, but that was a cool place. I used to love to go there on a regular, and I never really liked Mingles. But Mingles got shut down for the same reason. I ain't like Mingles. I'm going to speak on it. I'm going to put it on out there.
If you ask me any club in San Francisco where it's prone to get violent, San Francisco don't shut that down.
Oh, you're so right, because every weekend, it's a place on 16 Valencia, called the Skylark Lounge. Skylark, okay. We've been there. And every weekend now, that's a Hispanic neighborhood. They like to jump on people that come in their neighborhood in this club. They find reasons. And it's so crazy over there. The ladies jump on the guys before the guys jump on the guys. And they, you know, it'd be a bloody mess. And every weekend, this goes on Friday and Saturday. Thursday. And the next week, they do the same thing all over again. So it's a continuous thing every week, and it's okay because it's in San Francisco.
Yeah, if you want to start a club, start it in San Francisco. As long as you don't kill a bunch of people, you're all right.
And even if you do, it's in San Francisco, so you'll still stay open.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I don't know why. It's not fair. I don't know why Oakland in particular does this. I mean. You want don't you want your city to have some kind of nightlife where people is. Yes. Yeah, because what's the city without nightlife?
They.
Utah.
It is.
Utah. Oh, my God. Utah got some stuff going on. Leave him alone.
Where?
Coming. It is COMMO. It is common. S-E. Common sense. To have a have places for people to go. Yeah. To gather.
To
eat. At night.
Yeah.
Yeah. It.
Madness.
Is. Not. A. About. V. I. Violence. You can C O N T control. You can control violence. W I with O without C closing the clubs down. So it's not about that, the reason they're closing them.
They want to. That's they're using that stuff as excuses.
Nah, that's all I see them as.
Or C L O closing clubs C A S T Castro. Oh, like closing the Castro.
Oh,
Halloween,
yeah,
huh? Yeah, I heard about that. Well, I always say it like this. I can see what the business owners are saying on their side. Because it does, it means a lot of people, so something's bound to break. But on the other side is, if it wasn't that many people, is it something gonna happen? So why shut that whole? Why find just that reason? Why say just that reason to close it down? Give me a real excuse. Well, I don't feel like nobody feels like cleaning the street after it's done.
And the crazy thing about
real
that,
excuse.
Speaking of right. that, right? That night, Halloween night, Skylark had a Halloween party. The same place every weekend, people bloody and all that, had a Halloween party.
So like I said, it's like, give me a real excuse why you are stopping something like that.
It. K. E. E. It keeps people isolated from each other.
Absolutely. No communication. We all hate each other. And in the Bay Area, it becomes... Unlike the Bay Area, we become unlike what we're known for.
E A S I easier to control when people feel isolated
yes.
from each other.
Yes, yes. You're gonna make a great president, sir.
S E C.
I do. I got it. I figured it out.
We want to, maybe we should do the music while we still have time. Yes? Yeah.
Yeah,
all
right. Let's go for it.
What do we do, Mikey? We get Frank and us out of here?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I just put this here? So I unplugged Frank's.
Yeah. Oh, I need to take this one off as well.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So what
So I can get this one?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. No, no. How I'm gonna do it is it's gonna be where me and him do something, and then me and him do something.
Okay, so it's great. Just like, so yeah. Then you got the other mic.
There. Yeah. Okay. Cool. I don't remember which one is first or yeah. It's 9 songs, man. I'm mixing it up. I got one of these for you. Proximity things. I got one for you.
On that level, you know what I mean? So we might just have to just come up off the.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that. That's cool. That's cool. So all you got to remember is I do it 4 times before you rap, 4 times after. Next song. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Except I pretty much memorized your freestyle way back then. I always do that. I do that to him. I always memorize y'all stuff. I memorize it. That's it helps me come up with my thing.
I kinda got it, but I mean I've just been elevated here, so yeah. We gotta go that way. Definitely. It's never gonna stop.
No, ever. Never ever. Huh? No, that's theirs, but I got one for you though. Oh,
there you go. Ever.
Absolutely. Frank Moore for president.
Really, we gotta do that first, cause we can take. I mean, we can get that.
Yeah, it's the easy part of it.
That's the easy part.
For real.
You know.
It's like this scene is the easy part. This weekend, it's not gonna be that easy.
What's going on this weekend?
No, it's past weekend. I'm just saying, like, when you're going further out, it's you letting other people know about something that's been going on here that people here in this scene, like, really know about. So,
yeah.
That's cool, though. That's cool. I just take it in stride, man. I love people. I love talking to people I don't know. I love people coming to my shows that I don't know. I love it. You see how I do it on stage. I really don't care. Yeah, it's all good.
Someone new to impress.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Or even better yet, just have people leaving the party thinking, you know what? I like that Archives Kenny J show. Nobody ever fought at his shows. Nobody ever got killed at one of my shows. Where's the wood? It never happened, and it's probably never going to happen. Reassuring right there. We don't need those problems. And people generally just have fun. They always sing the hooks and stuff. They just have fun. That's what it's always about. Shouldn't be about all that, whatever the else is.
Wow.
Alright, we're ready to go.
Cool.
Okay, we're ready to go.
Yes.
Go ahead.
That would be nice.
Hey, I'm the Archives Kenny J. 2004, Frank Moore made fun of me because I called myself the Total Package. I just change up so much. But it's generally the Archives Kenny J, for the record. Some off the mixtape. Call Whammy on the Whoop. Check it out. Put the whammy on the whoop, drop the top on a Lexus coupe. Put the whammy on the whoop, drop the top on a Lexus coupe. Put the whammy on the whoop, drop the top on a Lexus coupe. Put the whammy on the whoop, drop the top on a Lexus coupe. I'm celebrating, not hating. I'm not tripping off of y'all. I'm celebrating, not hating. Cause now it's time to ball. I'm celebrating, not hating. I'm not tripping off of y'all. I'm celebrating, not hating. Cause now it's time to ball. Celebrate, it's time to elevate, demonstrate, not just debate. Cause I'm from the Golden State, where cats more innovate to be more relevant. Even way back when it first got element. KRS, I rock him, I got somebody livin' to them. Straight from the Bay where they popped the collar all the day. Thought we lost the edge, nay, man, just been on autopilot. Now the Archives in the driver's seat, driving it. Now put the whammy on the whoop, drop the top of the Lexus coupe. Put the whammy on the whoop, drop the top of the Lexus coupe. Put the whammy on the whoop, drop the top of the Lexus coupe. Put the whammy on the whoop, drop the top of the Lexus coupe. I'm celebrating, not hating. I'm not tripping off of y'all. I'm celebrating, not hating. Cause now it's time to ball. I'm celebrating, not hating. I'm not tripping off of y'all. I'm celebrating, not hating. Cause now it's time to ball. as we go on to the next up the menu. Open the door to another venue. Remember good, you dwell. Wish me hell, can't you tell? Competition looking puzzled, cause my CD sells. Who shall I fear? Now Tupac not here. Our competition is gone, left me alone in the zone. With a chrome microphone, they call me hype because I'm juicing. This is my time to shine and put the whammy on the whoop. Now put the whammy on the whoop. Drop the top of the Lexus coupe. Now put the whammy on the whoop. Drop the top of the Lexus coupe. Now put the whammy on the whoop. Now drop the top of the Lexus coupe. Now put the whammy on the whoop. Now drop the top of the Lexus coupe. I'm celebrating, not hating. I'm not tripping off of y'all. I'm celebrating, not hating. Cause now it's time to fall. And that right there is off of the mixtape. Now I'm gonna go off to something that's on the album, the actual album, Do It Moving, which is all about moving forward. You know, not really holding back, dedicated to the ladies. You say you're inspiring, admire my swag. I'm thinking to myself, shit, I cut her like a dagger. No, I'd rather take the time to learn you before I burn you. With my sex heat and my loving is sweeter. You don't need that neither to be sprung on me. I'm looking for Breezy who would give a right lung for me. Don't hesitate to bust a gun for me. Do you, ma? I do the same for you, huh? But be true, ma. Perhaps we sit on a Corona brew, brew. And since you were the truth, let me tell you what it do. You're hot, I can tell, be like Clinton and don't inhale. But excel without waiting, I see why you're hesitating. You're scared, I be like the Staple Sisters, they'll take you there. Whether you got scratch your own wear fit. Come aboard and share with the guy with the long hair. And see, you can't go wrong here. Yeah, are you available? Cause I'm available. Are you available? Then give a brother a call. Are you available? Cause I'm available. Are you available? Then give a brother a call. These are the words to my possible unborn seed. Tell your moms I'm the one she need. Yes, indeed, I'm thinking with speed. I'm thinking long, cause hair grown. I've been here for a while, just as well as I'm gone. We do it moving this shit. I wanna make that clear. Now analyze this game and resurrect it through your peers. Him and his. To me and my girl, she got me praying to the creator. She in the archives world. Let's make the world a swirl like the world go around with me being light skinned and her being brown. Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, Beyonce and Jay-Z, Will and Jada Smith, the unit between man and lady, Khalees and Nas, Sabrina, Nisa and Nas. And since I'm a man, I gotta be in charge. I wear the pants and you wear the skirt. Now let's be equal with the love, girl, and the work. Are you available? Cause I'm available. Are you available? They gave a brother a call. Are you available? Cause I'm available. Are you available? They gave a brother a call. Are you available? Cause I'm available. Are you available? They gave a brother a call. Are you available? Cause I'm available. Are you available? They gave a brother a call. Holla at your weebles one time. We gonna get back into some off the mixtape. Something real melodic. Produced by my man right there. He doing what he do.
Shake that ass, girl.
Shake that ass.
Wherever I go, I always want flow. Yeah, yeah. Wherever I go, they always want flow. Yeah, yeah. Wherever I go, they always want flow. Yeah, yeah. Wherever I go, they always want flow.
I got that metaphysical, something hot for you to listen to. And if you a dime piece, can't help the kissing you. No resisting you, you got it, flaunt and show it. I wanna see what it feel like to be a world class poet. I'm campaigning for the position for some time. If you don't dig, do it, move it, ain't no waste of my time. Cause I'm off to the next before you give me your opinion. Patience is a privilege, I won't explore to listen. You should have your mind made up like this. Like the, with the, to the kids. Which one is it? Either you do or you don't. Ain't no maybes, you must be crazy. I think that I'm a punk. Don't make me call the dogs for the lame in them. And remember, we got hearts. Dodgers, keys are a stadium. Why you looking at me funny with no money? I'm the lyrical like white girls done by brothers. And the score is typical. Now I know. Cause I know.
Always one flow. Always one flow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wherever I go. They always want flow. Yeah, yeah. Always want flow, yeah, yeah. Wherever I go, flow, yeah, yeah.
Now I'ma get into my song, right? That's really making me right now. It's called You're the One. Rocked a whole lot of parties with this song for some reason. I don't know, it's kind of crazy. It's disco-ish. A lot of people just like to dance to it. I don't know. I can't call it, but ooh wee, keep the tape rolling. Now, I show and prove, I gotta do it moving. Stick and move, I gotta do it moving. I'm making money, I gotta do it moving.
fuck them honeys, I gotta do it moving. I'm trying to think your moves like a champ, showing off Chewy Amps, the original Mr. Hype, the NFL like me, so when I flow, y'all know it's dangerous. You point to us, so what you trying to explain to us? It is what it is, the adults and the kids, it doesn't matter, long as you got a face to pop the trunk and hit. I'm singing back in the days I was candy jam. You was knowing I feeling until I flipped to something different. And trust me, this is different than that significant. You irrelevant, who you telling it? Cause you're the one. I'm the one, y'all. I'm the one, y'all, in the bed. Hey, cause I'm the one, y'all. I'm the one, y'all, in the bed. I'm the one, y'all. I'm the one, y'all, in the bed. Let's break it down. Show and prove, I gotta do it moving. Stick and move, I gotta do it moving. I'm making money, I gotta do it moving. Bump them honeys, I gotta do it moving. Now it's time when I rhyme, I won't just be talking about my shine, cause I'm always on the grind. I got a lot of things to say, I used to sell what? I used to be Kenny J. I used to be with local riders and crew. But I'm not all alone, true. Doing my solo creep, this my 8th time out and I can't be beat. Matter of fact, in the streets to the O, I'm the underground king, just as long as y'all know. The first one to put Hypey on the record 5 years ago, my spot, man, respect it. Hey, cause in the bay, y'all, in the bay, y'all, I'm the one. No mistake, in the bay, y'all, in the bay, y'all, I'm the one. In the bay, y'all, in the bay, y'all, I'm the one. Let's break it down. I like that. Getting on, go back to the mixtape. Something called my freestyles or foreplay. Success, etc. My fucking freestyles or foreplay.
Fuck drugs, weapons, sex, etc.
Old school, my fucking freestyles or foreplay. Let's get a meal ticket and maybe we can kick it. Fuck a label name restricted. Hi, moms, I did it. Everybody mad at me, but I ain't your pappy. No need to hold your hand, do use the grown man. You say you got fans, you say you got raps. Boy, they call me archives, cause I've been had stacks. Let's get past that, I'm not that fat cat. Although I hit hard, I'm the long hair guy. Though I do it moving, I guess they movement played out. What type of mood he in? I keep on doing life from the start. We might eat tonight and got my point across. Yup. Respect, success, etc. My fucking freestyles are for but fuck
drugs, weapons, sex, etc.
My fucking freestyles are for
play. It's about love, respect, success, etc.
My fucking freestyles are for play.
Fuck drugs, weapons, sex, etc.
My fucking freestyles are for play. Yeah, on the old school tip. For the record, that's me playing acoustic guitar, because it's one of my gifts. I'm not just a rapper. Don't get it twisted. Hey, Ja, this is a song with me and this man right here. He gonna do his verse tonight. I'm not gonna do my verse. I'm retired. I'm just gonna do the hooks. You know what I'm saying? So he like, oh my goodness. Long time collaborator, one of my dearest homeboys. You know what I'm saying? If you want it, like it, want to take it how we give it. If you like it, want it, cause we live through the music. If you like it, want it, but take it how we give it. If you like it, want it, cause we live through the music. If you like it, want it, but take it how we give it. If you like it, want it, cause we live through the music. If you like it, want it, but take it how we give it. If you like it, want it. What's up, homie? Spit.
What? You supposed to do your verse, but I'ma drop mine. Cause ain't no trapping for these nickels and dimes. We gon' shine, I'm telling you what we bossing. That's the way we do it, Bay Area. You straight flossing, costing, whatever it takes. Political figures, so we tryna lace up the game. Tryna get these triggers on some other levels. We on the building, born again, rebels. So let's tell them, turn up the treble in the bass and the triple. Down with the ripple, now how you wanna do it. Tell me if they ready for the nipple. And we can chop it, and we can suck it. I'ma tell you how we ride when we do it. I'ma bring it in the bucket, swapping, scraping, mobbing. That's the way we do it. 4-1, driving, getting it, scraping it, stacking it, doing it major. How you wanna stop us? Cause we some players.
Cause if you like it, want it. But if you like it, want it. Cause we live through the music. If you like it, want it. But take it how we give it. If you like it, want it. Cause we live through the music. If you like it, want it. But take it how we give it. If you like it, want it. Cause we live through the music. If you like it, want it. But take it how we give it. If you like it, want it. Cause we live through the music. the homie J.I., you know what I'm saying? Now I'ma call my homeboy Heat, you know what I'm saying, to do this thing with me. It's called Gotta Get the Cash. Song that was actually redone like 5 times before the record came out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, let's have it all. Everybody, let's have it all. We do it moving, y'all. Everybody, let's have it all. Everybody, let's have it all. We do it moving, y'all.
We came from chains around our necks to diamonds in our own chains hanging off our necks. We not working up in the fields. We exchange cotton for crack deals. Still being watched till the block gets hot. We trying to make some paper, cause we 400 years overdue. I guess I get paid with my crew. Travel up north, cause it's 40 acres and a view up north.
With all the pressure put on the black man to make $100,000. Since I used to break, they think I'm gonna break dance. An American bandstand, just for their amusement. Overlooking the style and the technique that I'm using. $1 million pursuing. Shout outs to Ja. It's your boy Hyphy, now known as the Archives. Gotta get the cash, gotta get that dough. Gotta get that cash, gotta keep my flow. Yep, gotta get the cash, gotta get that dough. Gotta get that cash, gotta keep my flow. Yep, I love black women, but don't know if they love me. Besides the pushing and shoving me, I'm never viewed as ugly. Externally and internally, you might not really know of me. Visually or vocally, I wanted a sis who wanted to grow with me. Blow with me, and I don't mean snorting cocaine. Just profiting in life, ready to get it and maintain. Gotta get that cash, gotta get that dough. Gotta get that cash, gotta keep my flow. Yep, gotta get that cash, gotta get that dough. Gotta get that cash, gotta keep my flow. Yep. And this is a little dance I made up with it for the little breaks. Just shake, it's like shaking the dice, right? That's how life is. It's a gamble. It's a hustle. That's how life is. But we gonna stick in there. We gonna do it moving while we shaking the dice and letting it roll. We ain't trying to get snake eyes though. We trying to live. We trying to live, y'all. Yeah, yo, gotta get that cash, gotta get that dough. Gotta get that cash, gotta keep my flow. Yep, gotta get that cash, gotta get that dough. Gotta get that cash, gotta keep my flow. Now some might say, why archives? Cause a stack of CDs that I made since 2000. Jealous ones are sure to envy. Not the same as saying, what is mine is not yours, but ours. So other avenues can be explored. Gotta get the cash, gotta get that dough. Gotta get that cash, gotta keep my flow. Yep, gotta get that cash, gotta get that dough. Gotta get that cash, gotta keep my flow. Yep, gotta get that cash, gotta get that dough.
What?
Gotta get that cash, gotta keep my flow. Yep.
Okay.
Gotta get that cash, gotta get that dough.
Alright.
Gotta get that cash, gotta keep my flow. My flow. It ain't easy, but it is so worth it. Yeah, we do it moving, y'all. That's what's up. This right here is one of my favorite joints on this record. And it occurred to me when I let a major guy from LA, this hip-hop artist, Akil from Jurassic 5, heard this. And he was like, wow, you should have this a single. I was like, nah, it's kind of like techno-ish. It's, you know, it's out there and I don't think everybody gonna get it. But it meant a lot to me. So the lyrics I'm about to speak right now mean a lot to me. Produced by the homie who couldn't be here, DJ Monte Carlo, you know what I'm saying? And the name of the song is Twisted. It has a little bit to do with a little bit of everything, just life in general. You know, it's the concept of the record. I make theme music. You know, it's all about do it moving. It's all about moving forward. We ain't really trying to be stagnated. You know, we trying to get money. We trying to get respect. We trying to be appreciated. But anyways, tell me what you think. Karen left me again, she thinks she loved me. I'm left to do a movie, this is super ugly. And my executive team, even scheme, and it fight for power, even in this hour. What's yours is yours. The Lord take it and give it away and open doors. If we're still in office, 1 year to go. But I don't know if my black folks can take one more. Still about Iraq, what's up with Oakland? Where my people broke, but hella broke, man. What time is it? Never mind the drive, let's do it moving with the archives. While we on the way, the MLK, halfway to Paris. Be careful of this, what you speak just might leak from the records to the street. But what I don't know, I shouldn't judge. But America got me high on all these drugs, lust, greed. Forget what I need, but what I want, I should flaunt. Don't be a punk, start a war. Start it right now, hit me in the jaw. But for what you just saw, you've been had, and that itself should make us all mad. and she mad cause all mad. In this thing called life, sometimes she got me, she got me, she got me twisted. She got me, she got me, she got me twisted. See, very drum and bassious. See what I'm going with it? It's out there on a limb. Twisted. Yeah, twisted. That's what's up. And this right here is the other hit from the record. It's about the they, some people, you know, when I do this song, they call it the tattoo song. Because I'm talking about the tattoos I want to get on me. Tattoos I don't want to get on me. But it's really for the lovers. You know what I mean? I'm a warrior. But I'm a warrior for love. Check this out. To the ladies. Yo. I want to be with you. Cause you can make me happy. I want to be with you. Cause you can make me happy. I want to be with you. Cause you can make me happy. I want to be with you. Cause you can make me happy. Look up, I'm about to put your name on me. Monique, I'm about to put your name on me. LaDonna, I'm about to put your name on me. Cause I'm a damn lover over Sammy. Now I done loved many, love it when they call me Kenny. The light-skinned, long-haired brother who kinda skinny. The archives, created in 2005. And I've been digging you, girl, no lie. I love texting, it's the best. I love sexing, but only if you're fresh. Take it to another level, you ain't been in a minute. And we can do it moving, if you with it. But you already got your name on me. Karen already got your name on me. But Anna, I'll never get your name on me. Cause I'm a damn lover over Sammy. I wanna be with you. Cause you can make me happy. I wanna be with you. Cause you can make me happy. I wanna be with you. Cause you can make me happy. I wanna be with you. Cause you can make me happy. Fatima already got your name on me. Karen already got your name on me. But Anna, I'll never get your name on me. Cause I'm a damn lover, overstand me. And I've been known to be cold as the winter. Well, at least until you reach my center. You know, when my heart is kept. Cause she dealing with a real East Oakland vet. No cigarette, it's drummer out there. So I gotta be bold when I'm all in your ear. Baby, clear, let me holler for a minute. And we can do it moving, homegirl, if you're with it. Nicole, I'm about to put your name on me. I'm about to put your name on me. LaDonna, name on me. Cause I'm a damn lover, overstand me. I wanna be with you. Cause you can make me happy. I wanna be with you. Cause she can make me happy. I wanna be with you. Cause you can make me happy. I wanna be with you. Cause you can make me happy. Yeah, and that's my little set. I would love to do one more song if it's alright with you guys. Do something new. You wanna do Gangsta White Walls? You down for that? Why not? <There you go. laughs> I didn't think you would disagree. This is something from the new record from 2008. So right, there's a couple of people have seen us do this, but not that many people. So let me go get it.
I think we should go ahead and tell them about the new record.
Yeah, a little bit.
Huh? Yeah.
Performed it without you a couple of times.
I know.
And people call it the West Side song. See, now I'm starting to have songs with people like, they won't even call it the title. They call it what they want to call it. And I'm like, okay, whatever. As long as you like it, I don't. If you got it, it made sense to you. If it made you laugh, it made you shake your ass, it's okay. It's all emotional.
That's all the...
It's track 2. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You guys, you heard this yet?
I don't think he's heard this. This is something different. Hey, this is it.
La 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 la.
Some of you got some shades on too.
Rolling with D, looking for something to get into. Being we addicted to danger, here's what we've been to do. Drop the top on a Lexus coupe. It's summer 07 and local riders is the truth. Low on gas, about to come up on some ass, cause the mob is so fly and the girl is can't pass. With my hair blowing in the wind on some pretty Tony tip. Stop to get gas and continue the trip. Rev up my 450 engine. You can have your earphones on and you're still gon' listen. See my suspension, damn it to the flow. Sideways to the next light, out the door. High side on them kids on the bus stop. Remember when we was and didn't get no props? But all that's behind us, doing 80 on the freeway. So come on, take a ride with the Archives Kenny J. Like two balls through the gates, the white walls through the beat in the back. I put my songs up like short put open on the map. West side, west side. Like two balls with against the white walls with a beat in the back. I put my songs out like short put open on the map. West side, west side. Yo, I do this for my dudes locked up and can't get out. Can't wait till we live it up so we can split clout. Heat banging tracks so I can spit another hit out with no shame. Archives is my claim to fame. Introducing myself on a national standpoint while you're thinking to yourself. Archives is the damn joint I thought provoke. Your brain out poke, rolling in the muscle car, and it ain't no joke. I keep my gangsta white walls clean at all times. I swear at night, you can see them shine. So when the car growl, I'm on the prowl. And you know I'm coming through, you know my style. The honey's jock, but you know I don't care. Looking at a reef close, girl, that ain't your hair. Stop tripping off me, I'm straight west coast. So stop acting like I said so free. You know it's important, like two balls with against the white walls with a beat in the back. I put my songs up like short put open on the map. West side, yeah, west side. Like two balls against the white walls with a beat in the back. I put my songs up like short put open on the map. West side, west side. What up, B?
Against the white walls
with a beat in the back. When it's one of my tracks, I have to give them something to ride to. Something the underground can vibe to. This is for the ladies that don't like their music too fast. It's sweet and funky with some touches and jazz. Sweet, fill the bass up and let the trunk rattle. I can hear this in the ciphers in a freestyle battle. It's for the cars where the rims are simple. Can't afford to stick out like pimples, but niggas are struggling, so keep it real. I ride shotgun and Archives controlling the wheel as our ladies go by, hoping to catch an eye. Sit back and watch connect like clientele figures, trying to get our hands on seven figures. Y'all know me, it's Mr. H to the EA, cross the tick. Like two balls with against the white walls with a beat in the back. I put my songs up like short put open on the map. West side, yeah, it's west side. Yo, two balls with against the white walls with a beat in the back. I put my songs up like short put open on the map. West side, west side. And it's from that new record, right? It's called Bulletproof Clientele. We worked on it hard, but we made sure anybody heard this song, if they was a gangster rapper or a conscious rapper, they had to feel and be like, damn, west side.
Thank you. Tell them who's all on the album. Like, ooh, worked on it.
I got Corn Lover from Brooklyn, New York is on the record. I got Michelangelo SF. He's from Jersey on the record. I got This Man on the record on Gangsta White Walls. And then I also have my other partner with him on two songs, Best Revenge and
True Love.
And True Love. True Love. So many things going on. But that whole record is just like what it needs to be. You want to do another?
Nah, I'm sorry.
It's cool. Another?
Yeah. Another one
for us? Yeah. Okay, number one. I might switch. This is the single. This is the hit. This right here, there's something about this record. I don't know what it is, but it's one of them type of songs. Hey, hey, hey. It's about my dream, y'all. The dream came true. It's just about the music, you know. Loving the music, loving life. And I know. Yo, everything from A to Z, that be me. Check out the technique, man. I'm living my life on the low, though it ain't really a secret that if you took for granted, you would never stop the beat bit. I wish I had $100, but I only got two. Cause when I made this up, I was thinking of you. Sadness always equal blue, no matter what the rest. The rich represent the rich, while elsewhere is at a mess pace. The enemy got us scared on a need to know basis. What the one is calling shots is really nameless and faceless. Peace to IDN, I got your number, kid. But cool it down before they call me a terrorist. But what the hell you think local rights is all about? We've been putting in work, but I ain't just running my mouth. Born in the South, Texas, direct is the Don of the West Coast, left coast, the best coast. Now who popping the most? Bigger cops, I'll tell you in case you have doubts. This is what life is all about. Hey, hey, the dream came true. I'm living mine, live yours. I don't care what it is, you know what I mean? For everybody viewing this, for everybody in this room, for everybody in the world, you know what I mean? Everything from A to Z, that be me. Yeah. Cops is in the building. If you ever catch your feelings and you disrespect the crew, we'll beat you black and blue, cause our cops is in the building. Coming through, cause our cops is in the building. I thought you knew. Still busting like my first time in the game. They elevated my damn thing. About 5 albums under the name Kenny J. 5 under the archives with a new path this way. Straight from East Oakland and not New York. I'm treating the game like a sport. I do it for the loves when I do it for the clubs. For the money when I'm doing it, I ain't a sucker, cuz. So you need to ease on with that. And check that hi-hat, cause I be on all that. Big style hunting, y'all cats is frontin', no doubt. Can't get with us cause y'all ain't saying nothing about. Mr. Dream Merchant, the dream came true, and I'm living it. Live yours. I don't care if you're a painter. I don't care if you drive the bus, you drive Bart, everything from A to Z. Live your dream, cause I'm gonna live mine. That's what I'm doing, y'all. Some come and get some, cause we get dumb on this label, because we able to twist the style but never switch the game up and show all these other cats is lame. But we keep going because we can, man. And when I'm on the microphone, I rock the mic stand. And if it's old school, we're so well be it. The name is Archives. Can you achieve this 10 albums later as a solo artist? And yet I'm the smartest, the hardest, the wisest. Open your mind to realize this. Third eye using, I ain't ruined. Look, I've been hated on cause I'm not gay. I've been hated on cause I see black and white, not gray. Forever I'll stay focused and committed. Maybe it wasn't just me, cause the local rowdies did it. Hey, 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 the dream came true. Live your dream, man. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do.
I know.
Yeah. Everything from A to Z. That be me. Last verse, y'all. This all became from the dream that never was made believable by the achievable. Do I got more tricks in my sleeve? Yes, I believe I do. And it seems to be good enough. Why he calls you bluff? Check his hand, he working with a royal flush. Tell your man to walk away from the bar, he had enough. This not handclap stuff, this is well rehearsed. While the archives Kenny J rock ever thorough verse. My intense work come from intense training. And don't forget, Longhorn Entertainment is the arrangement. We got our own thing, Paul. Them boys is raw. Now realize what you're getting from the bands that flow. With that realize, keep your neck and wrists on chill. The first big cat in the wild that you can feel. And expect none less from my quest for domination. So we leave the tables open for further situations about. Hey, 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 the dream came true. Live your dream, man. Cause I'ma do mine. Trust me, I'ma do me. And I know. Hey, hey, everything from A to Z, that be me. And everything in between. Yeah. Have fun doing all this music all these years. I'ma continue to have fun anytime I'm involved with it. I gotta have fun on top. I gotta vibe with it. I need the hot tracks provided by my mans. You know what I mean? And we're gonna work it out. Thanks. Get the albums. They in stores. Holla.
Who? What? Would? One? G? A? Month? Do? if one of the platforms, that one of the planks on Frank's platform is that everybody from the time they're born till they die get at least $1,000 a month to do whatever they want to do on.
What?
And it would be adjusted to the cost of living and things like that.
Like a grant or?
It's just what everybody gets. It's when you're born, you get $1,000 a month. And
a lot of people be doing real good if they got that.
Yeah, really.
I would do a S-A-W-A away with... He'd do away with Social Security and welfare. In its place, everybody gets the $1,000 a month for life, and the schools are free, transportation is free.
Because you need that.
Healthcare is free.
So oh my God, Canada. We're going to do it like Canada, huh?
You don't have to come up with, yes. You don't have to have money for any of that.
That's even better.
But.
That's a perfect world, though.
What?
Yeah.
Would. What would a grand a month do? What could you do with a grand a month?
What I would do?
Well, yeah. I guess he's saying what would he do or what would it do? Like, what would tell us how that would be if everybody had a grand a month? Tell us about it.
I advise people. I don't care what the economy is, you know. Where I was originally born was Dallas, Texas, and the economy there sucks. And racism is like so high. And it's like no money there, you know. And you wonder like, well, damn, how are these people really living? But I'm the type of person. I'll have $1 million and I'll still eat Top Ramen. Because, I mean, you have to think about really realistically, you got to think about more than yourself and you got to think about more than just a day. You know, like, it's not always about doing big things. It's never about doing what somebody else expects you to do. Do what makes you happy. You know, so even if, hell, what if you like Top Ramen?
What would a grand a month do? Just describe to us what a grand a month would do for you.
For me?
Yeah.
If I was getting that grand a month, I would simply do this. But this is just me. I would keep 500 for spending money that whole month. I would take $300 of that spending money and I would triple that easily by putting it strictly off into my product. I would take $200 of that and put it into promotions. So if I don't spend all that $200 in 1 month, I would take that and I would have it. I would double it, quadruple it, and so forth and so being, and make music videos and all kinds of crazy. I'd be doing too much with $1,000.
For me, with $1,000 a month, I'd probably take half of that. I'd pay bills with half of that. And then
I would pay the bills with everything I got over from the 300.
True. But I would take half that. I put half that in, like, in bills and, you know, just helping out around the house. And
you too?
Yeah, and just...
Well, go ahead. You can... W... E... No, you can... Q... W... Oh, you can work, too. It doesn't, like, you don't lose your money if you work. You still get the $1,000 a month, no matter what you do. No matter what you do, you get the $1,000 a month.
Oh, wow.
I would do the same thing I said,
just for the simple fact that, you know, it really comes down to... The smartest guy is really the biggest guy. Like, you have guys all buff and all that. That's cool. That's cool for the ladies. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm going to have my money because I'm going to take it and do the right thing with it. I'm going to think about, like, investing in myself. A lot of people right now have the biggest problem where they don't want to invest in themselves. They want everybody else to do it. That don't work.
The free.
Yeah.
I.
Free 99. It don't work.
I am getting P-E, I'm getting people, S-A-T-S-A-Y, saying, but, P,
E. But people would not work. That's people are saying to Frank, but if everybody got $1,000 a month, people wouldn't work. Why would they be motivated to do anything?
You still need to work.
You still got to work. You gotta pay rent.
Here you have to.
You got to pay all those. Well,
somebody told me the craziest thing. You know, like in Oakland, right? Well, pretty much just the East Bay, you know, it's $1.75 for the bus and it's a quarter for the transfer, right?
That's $2.
In Chicago, they already paid $2 and they're trying to raise it to $4 with no transfer.
Ooh.
But in this situation, all of your transportation would be free.
That's crazy.
People gotta. If you see, this is a funny thing about people. Even though if they get that $1,000 a month and they work, they're gonna live beyond their means. That's the funny thing.
Isn't it always
about
like that though?
People are gonna live beyond their means. Like, okay, I know I got $1,000 a month.
Exactly. So they're gonna base everything around that.
Yeah.
That's because a lot of people are kind of scared. It kind of go back to what our conversation initially was about. Like, people not willing to be themselves. People want to play, follow the leader because they really don't want to be themselves, even if they are different.
Like, I can go buy Aston Martin and just pay $1,000 on it every month. Oh, come on now.
Yeah,
you'll be paying that for the next couple years or so for now.
It's not even worth it, but I saw a lot of people in their life, they don't want to ever think outside the box because it's okay to think outside the box. I'm learning that more and more every day. I know all the records I've made, they never been like anybody else's records. Ever.
I feel about a lot of records.
People like it, but it's not a conventional way. I don't do a lot of hand clap music. I don't be like, yeah, like Lil Jon, and people still like it. So
I think you would do exactly what you're doing now, even if you had the $1,000. Frank thinks you would do exactly what you're doing now.
Because I would. That's
true. Just got to sit up and just make beats.
I would. I got $1,000, so what? Well, what's that? I could pay a few bills now. I could do this, but it's about it.
Still not really. It's still a Bay Area.
Yeah.
Living here costs.
Living here costs money. You can't.
For everything.
Really you gotta play everything smart. You gotta sit back and think about everything. It's like you know what I actually get that from? I look at cats that win the lottery and be broke in 6 months.
They get everything they ever wanted. That'd be cool, but damn, it will make life a little bit boring if you know it's good to sometimes say what you wish you had. You can't really get, or you might look up and get some of it, but you don't get it all. That would be kind of boring.
It gives you something to strive for.
Absolutely.
Like, I got a keyboard. I got a computer. Now I want an NPC. Okay. Now I need to get that NPC. Once I got the NPC, I can be set for like 6 months. And then I see something else I want. Now I'm striving for that. It always keep you, I say, you should always like not... Get every not make not break your break your back trying to get everything you want at one time. Just get everything piece by piece. That's what somebody told me. That's how you build your. That's the best way to build like your studios. To get everything piece by piece, because then you're gonna appreciate everything that you get more.
Exactly, and you're gonna make this much seem like this much, which is the golden rule. And I'm talking too much on camera, but it's the truth. I know a lot of people charge for this knowledge, but. In music, it's all about taking that much and making it seem that big. You see it all the time with artists you don't even like. That's what they're doing, and taking that little and making it that big. It's crazy, but it's the truth.
Blowing it up like
But it's a great quote that I once heard Dr. Dre's wife say. She said he says this on the regular to this day. He always says greater later. A lot of people don't strive for today and tomorrow. Next week. A lot of people worry about just today. And that's it.
You can't worry about just today.
A lot of people really base their life on that. Like,
you can't worry about today. What about tomorrow? Okay, you had a nice... I always say you had a nice... You spent $50... You spent $100-something on surfing turf. What you gonna eat tomorrow? What you gonna eat?
People do it.
I'd rather take that $100 and buy 1,000 packs of Top Ramen. Now I can eat for a while.
And I'll do it too. Chicken flavor, beef flavor, and shrimp flavor. Ooh, shrimp flavor. Tell me sometimes.
I'll prefer chicken flavor.
And that REMI. That reminds me. My P. Oh, my pot roast.
I see it coming.
M E S M E D I medium rare, please.
Okay, you got it, sir.
He likes his beef the way I like mine, medium rare. It digests easily as well.
It's all good. I got it, it's all cool.
But I S-T-A started, T-A taking, H herbs, before I eat red meat. Because he has digestive problems with red meat anymore.
Oh.
Equals diarrhea. But decided there has to be a way around it. So our son is an acupuncturist. And so he figured out what herbs Frank could take so that he could eat red meat occasionally. Emma, sure, Frank. Oh. More than they want to know. Yes, I think so, Frank. And on that note, I guess we're going to say goodnight, huh? Right out of time. Okay, so let's hear who everybody is before we say goodnight.
Man set it all up.
Archives, King J. Underground President.
May A. AKA.
Yeah, AKA.
AKA, AKA. All right. And you guys are?
I'm Zai. That's good.
I call him Baby Pop because he really sounds like Tupac a lot.
Really,
it. The
innovator.
That G, you, that guy, he's that guy.
He, aka that guy. That's actually a great name, because when people be like, you remember that guy?
You know that guy.
Hey, I'm that guy.
That's like one of the most popular.
Yeah. Like that's like the most popular AKA for
anything. That guy.
Anything rap, period. I mean, this any type of.
Yeah. That guy you met through me, that. Yeah.
L,
yeah.
It is.
You can fall into any category.
It is C. O. P. Copyrighted.
Oh, yeah, I gotta know how to work on this theory. You have to work on that.
Nobody got that one copyrighted.
All right, so is that it, Frank?
On that one.
I.
There you go, sir.
I get R. You get residuals every time he says he's that guy. Oh,
yeah. That's right. You tax him, Frank.
I would tax people who says that. Like you, who is that guy?
Ka-ching.
15 cents off all time
to say that. All right. So good night, everybody.
Right. Thank you guys for the opportunity once again.
Yes. All right.
Had fun.
Before you leave, Mikey, are we shutting this down?
Yeah.